A foster care summit was held today at the Legislative Information Office in downtown Anchorage. Lawmakers, along with state, tribal, and federal child advocates, grappled with the high rates of caseworker turnover, burnout, and shortages. John Henderson with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Children's Bureau said foster care families aren't getting the assistance they need to provide for their children.
So only in one-third of the cases are the services, are needs being appropriately assessed and services being provided. How can you move a case forward when you have that kind of constellation?
Henderson said the state also needs to get better at involving children and parents in their case plan. But he said the biggest issue in Alaska was not meeting the standard of visiting both the children and families in their homes once each month. Henderson says that's happening 26% of the time for children and 20% of the time for parents.
Now, let me qualify that a little bit. I don't want you to think that you got 1 month where you've got a visit, the next month you don't have a visit, the next month you do have a visit. What we're seeing in cases that have 6, 8, 9, 10 months that children and families are not being seen by the workers and they are in your custody or under your supervision.
Henderson said Alaska is only meeting the goal of establishing stability for the child within 60 days, either through a plan of reunification, guardianship, or placement with relatives about a third of the time. Anchorage Senator Fred Dyson says he's been to parenting classes where the parents who need them aren't the ones who are there.
Most of these resources and training are available in the community. The people who need it either don't recognize it or won't get off their butt and go get it. And are you implying that we, the state, are supposed to go into that home, tell them that they need that, and then bring that training into their home?
Sometimes I would say yes, that providing services directly into that home is a useful and helpful tool for families.
However, Henderson said he disagreed that there were adequate levels of services currently available to families. Office of Children's Services Director Tammy Sandoval said, from her perspective, the most important work starts with home visits.
You can't write a court report. You can't, I mean, all the things that are a part of the tick list that workers have to do has to come from information collected as a result of meeting with a family. Don't know about child safety unless you're meeting with the child. You don't know how to help put families back together or keep them together unless you've met with the family. But all of that emphasis hasn't resulted in the kind of outcomes that we need.
Sandoval also said that she believes working on in-home services is critical in Alaska.
I believe that there are too many kids in out-of-home care. I believe that we could be serving families successfully with kids in their own homes. But I think that we get reactionary because it's scary to leave kids in their own home. And so I think that we remove and then try to return. And in partnership with the feds and the resource centers and our tribal partners, we're working on doing that better.
Sandoval said in the last 5 years, OCS has received funding for 77 new positions, mostly in the frontline services. She said vacancy rates have improved from 13% to around 9%. James LaBelle with Cook Inlet Tribal Corporation said, although Alaska Natives make up around 19% of the state's population, they represent more than 65% of the out-of-home placements.
And then you look at specific regions such as in Juneau, the native population is just over 16%, but whereas the children out of home placement are over 73%.
LaBelle said native kids are 6.5 times more likely to be in foster care than white kids. He said part of the problem is families moving to urban areas where they don't have access to extended family, community, and cultural resources to assist them in dealing with urban pressures. Native children also linger in state custody longer than white children. Tribal advocates say this is exacerbated by the turnover rate with OCS caseworkers, which breaks continuity of trust, understanding, and services.